And it's time for the best 5 minutes of the morning right here at the start of your day on the WIB Wake Up Show with Dr. Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic, but early morning radio guy from his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, I work as a neuropsychologist during the day, but this is kind of my start, right? I mean, I get to get up and spend time with God and spend time with you.
Yeah, it's good.
And so it's just a great way to get going on the day.
Are we meeting for breakfast tomorrow?
If you're available.
Let's do it.
All right. 7 o'clock.
Our friend Bob wanted to know when we're going to have the Hawaiian pizza. Now, you don't do pizza or bread or anything sugary. But you said you'd still show up for that, so we need to get that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I would show up. I think there's a verse in 1 Corinthians, I think it's in 10 or 8, where it talks about, don't judge other people for what they're eating. Mm-hmm. And, but if it scars your own soul, I don't think watching you eat pineapple pizza would scar my soul, so I think it'd be fine to be there.
How about a box of the Sun-Made raisins?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right.
I'm trying to be polite.
All right. We're going to try to move ahead with some... That's your mom's not going to get raisins for Mother's Day, right? So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. We have notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. You've got... It's a wonderful book on John 13 through 17 you wrote, as well as there's 129 devotions, and we're still into the latter part of John 15, right?
We are. John 15, 25, which says, "But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause." So I wrote this. I wrote, Jesus' life fulfilled Old Testament prophecy, which included the hatred he endured. Scripture anticipated that he would be rejected, but notice precisely what Jesus said. The word that is written in their law. As the second member of the Trinity, he would have written the law, so it was his law too. I think the reason Jesus said their law was because he wanted the disciples to see that even the scriptures and the scribes and Pharisees knew so well, anticipated them hating him. Jesus was not a maverick thumbing his nose at the Mosaic law. Rather, he was its fulfillment. It is good to pay attention to Jesus' words, but also to pay attention to the law and the prophets. Through his life and teaching, Jesus revealed what kingdom life looks like. We benefit from reading with humility and curiosity what the wisdom of the Old Testament saints had to say, filtered through the lens of Jesus.
I've
been spending so much time in the New Testament, it's good for me to be reminded of, the importance of the Old Testament, too.
But it's interesting, the wording there that you call attention to in terms of...
their law.
Yeah. Do you think that's significant at all?
You know, I think everything Jesus said was significant. And, sometimes when we come across words, it's good to stop and ponder and say, why was it phrased this way? Is it a translation issue? Is it actually what Jesus said? Mm-hmm. It's so easy to kind of bounce along the surface of the words in the Bible. And yet, I don't think Jesus was ever careless with his words. Mm-hmm. And so it's good for us, I think, to consider those.
Mm. Rather than take the final minute and have you talk about the next author on your list of the authors you've read most, if not all of their works, I'm just curious, like in writing, your current writing project, when you talk about into the New Testament, letters to the Beloved.
Letters to the Beloved.
Letters to the Beloved. And so it's this cross between a Larry Crabb 66 love letters, a dialogue between him and God, and kind of a Eugene Peterson. But I was just, the question in me is like, does it feel weighty when you're not doing a literal Bible translation, but you're talking about taking those New Testament books as love letters to you, as if God had spoken them to you, and you've been posting them on Facebook, and they're great. I hope people are friending you on Facebook. But does it feel weighty? Does it feel? I mean, how do you balance that out mentally?
Yeah, it does. I think there's a definite. I don't know if pressure is the right word, but heaviness around the idea of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I think partly because I know people are going to criticize the words. I think that will come. And, I take comfort in the fact that Eugene Peterson took criticism for what he wrote.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very clear that it's not a translation. It's more commentary. It's more devotion. I always
like the D.L. Moody response to criticism was ma'am or sir, I like what I'm doing better than what you're not. So anyhow, that's a good one.
So. Yeah. So I'm hoping it helps us to see Jesus better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're looking forward. Again, you can see lots of different portions of that, and we'll start sharing more of them here. Once we get through notes from the Upper Room, we got to, you know, move on from one thing to the other here. So,
yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
Have a great weekend. Yeah, tomorrow morning, a little breakfast at Randy's in Eau Claire.
My mother taught me how to pray. My mother taught me to keep her faith, to keep faith even though things can be very, very dark. So to trust in the Lord. That's this wonderful legacy. God bless you.
One more pitch here this morning for moms. Maybe Susan can help me out here. We're asking people, and I don't want it to be confusing, and it's pretty basic. Like, I think that the challenge, we're saying, I'm thankful to mom for what? Name one thing. And I think people can go, well, there's too many things. And so,
well, it is true. There are so many things, and we're not saying for the best thing or the biggest thing. It could be some little thing.
Right.
Like, she taught me how to make a sandwich. Uh-huh. And gave me independence or something like that. It doesn't have to be, and she taught me how to love my fellow man.
It's a velvet rope line, too. I mean, it's like if you want to put, like, I'm going to go ahead and answer it. I'm thankful to my mom for her continual love and encouragement in the past, in the present, and she's just been a rock for me. So
I love that. Yeah. And what's your mom's name?
Marjorie. But people call her Margie. So.
Thank you, Margie Halverson.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so funny because as you were announcing that, as I was driving in and I thought, Freudian slip, but I'm thankful my mom still loves me.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's
I
nice,
put her
isn't
through
it?
A lot.
It's just great, the love of mom. So anyhow, 396-1670, what are you thankful for to your mom today here leading into Mother's Day?
I'm thankful to my mom for never giving up on me. I miss you, Mama. Happy Mother's Day.
Lots of emotion here heading into Mother's Day on Sunday, WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. Our question in the morning on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Tell us one thing that you're thankful for about your mom.
Or something you love about your mom. We really want to hear from you.
715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail, 396-1670. As an incentive for you, we are going to give to you, or maybe it's something that you can pass along to your mom, from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake, a beautiful hanging basket worth $42.99. We'll randomly draw from everyone who leaves us a voicemail answering that question. Again, what's one thing that you love about your mom, one thing you're thankful for to your mom? 715-396-1670. And you guys were saying, hey, what's something you're thankful for your mom or to your mom for, Caleb? And I'm trying to think, man, how do you narrow this down? Yeah. But I think as I've gotten older and as I've become a parent, one of the things I'm thankful for is my mom's work ethic and seeing that not just taught but modeled. And I think the phrase in Galatians, do not become weary in doing good.
Uh-huh.
I saw my mom so many times, we'd laugh at her because she would fall asleep whenever we were watching a movie or something. Aww. 'Cause mom would fall asleep.
Right.
She was exhausted.
Yeah, because she served and she served and she serves us and the church. And yet, even as tired as I would see my mom in the evenings, I could not get up before my mom. I could not get up before my mom because she was always up early. And in the quiet, the stillness of the morning, I would see my mom in the Word. And I'd see my mom spending time with her father.
Right.
And that's something where it's like, no matter how busy she was, no matter how tired, exhausted she was from serving, her strength, her source of strength was from the Lord. And that's something that I need a lot more of in my life. So I'm thankful to my mama for showing me that.
Right. Well, that's so beautiful and such a good reminder. I know, as a mom, I think so many times of my failures. That's what my mind goes to. But if I can do the right thing, get up in the morning, spend time with the Lord and ask Him, I can take comfort in the fact that I am the exact right mom for my children. Just like your mom, Sarah, is the exact perfect mom for you. You couldn't have been the man you are today without her. And I just want to encourage all the moms out there is when we're feeling, oh, I'm ruining these children. No, God gave you these children. You are the perfect mom for them, and they are the perfect children for you. So take comfort in that.
What are you thankful for about your mom? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670, WWIB.
Mama, show yourself some kindness, show yourself some grace. Just like this song from Steve Fee, his grace is unlimited. Accept it today.
Hi, Liv, it's Chloe. I love my mom so much because she does everything for us. She goes out to stores with us, even though she doesn't want to. She does so much stuff, and I'm just so thankful that she is my mom. I love you all so much. Bye.
Hi, this is Jackie from Eau Claire. I'm just calling. I'm really thankful for my mom because she's always there for me, patient. I can call her just about every day, and she'll answer. She's always there, wonderful with the grandkids and a great babysitter. But I love my mom so much, and she's always there for me. So thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Love ya.
We've been asking this morning on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, asking for you to leave us a voicemail. Again, in regard to your mom, what's something you love about your mom? What's something you're thankful for about your mom? Fill in that blank at 715-396-1670, just like this.
I'm calling to shout out to my mother. Wonderful teaching she's given me through my life. She's no longer with me. She's in a better place, which I'm thankful for, but she always taught me to do more, to do good things, and now I see myself doing things she taught me, and that's like a gift every day. And she always said you can never learn too much of the Lord, and she loved the Lord, and I'm thankful for her teachings. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Personal message for one of our trio this morning.
Hi, I want to say happy Mother's Day to the coolest DJ in town, Susan Jacoby, my mom. If you know my mom, you know that she is like a breath of fresh air in situations. Like, she just brings a lot of light and joy and fun. But she's also very, she's very loyal to the people that she really holds dear, and is also able to help you feel not so alone if you're really kind of on the edge. And, you know, and she's just, you can just trust her to just do a great job, and she makes things really beautiful wherever she goes. Like, I had some people coming over to my house for a little party last Friday, and I wasn't able to get there in time to finish putting everything together, and I just trusted that my mom would do everything, and she made it so much more beautiful than I feel like I could even have done. So I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
That comes from our friend Kat Jacoby.
Yeah.
One of four of Susan's children, youngest, the baby of the family.
She is a treasure. She always has been very smiley and great, and I am honored and humbled by her sweet words. I love her so much.
7:48 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. It is 43 degrees, some sunshine, and it's public service time here at WWIB, as we like to get you caught up on everything that you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. Because we care about your time, we bring it to you in condensed fashion. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A study at the University of Michigan found that the majority of people who find USB sticks lying around will unwisely plug them into their computers.
That's kind of the digital age version of eating candy you find on the sidewalk or gum under a bench.
Yeah.
Statistics show that 47% of Americans couldn't come up with $400 in the event of an emergency.
Unless, of course, they stopped going to Starbucks for a few weeks.
True.
True.
Scientists say we will never be able to accurately know the number of islands that exist on our planet.
Which is very bad news for Walmart, since it wants a store on every single one.
Sorry, Sam.
Experts say one day we will unlock our computers by simply thinking of our password and eliminating typing.
My problem is not the typing, it's trying to remember my password.
Word.
Yeah.
The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans can go without masks outdoors, except in crowded settings.
However, pants are still required at all locations.
Smart move, CDC. According to a study, Dogs hate to be hugged.
And don't even mention those holiday sweaters.
Don't go there.
And finally, over the course of 6 years, whenever he went to his favorite grocery store, a guy in England parked in a different space. All 211 of them.
Ladies, I know what you're thinking, but this one's already taken.
Aww.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Caleb, Mark, and Susan on the Wib Wake Up Show. It is the final day of Mom's Night Off with Festival Foods. Thank you, everyone who's entered at WWIB.com. We have our final winner on the line, Cassie Ender from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Cassie.
Congratulations, Cassie.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited and really appreciate this.
Cassie, I know you said in your entry for Mom's Night Off with Festival that you have 5 children in your home, ages 1 through 15. So, I mean, you've got teenagers and little babies.
Yes, that's very true. So I'm busy.
And I know, I believe you're youngest because Cody called in to your husband, Cody, who's a good friend of the show, called in. Rebecca and Thomas are your youngest, right? What are their ages?
Rebecca's 1 year old and Thomas just turned 2.
And now you have 3 older children as well, names and ages there. And I know sometimes for me it's like, wait, how old did they just turn? But we'll put you on the spot here.
Yes, it's Esperanza. She will be 11 here shortly. And then it's Miles. He's 13. And then Kwai, he's 15.
Wonderful. And so, again, very, very busy household. Cassie, what kind of keeps you going, too? Because I know motherhood can be so wearying sometimes, but what keeps you going when you have hard days?
Definitely WWIB. I keep the radio on during the day, and it just keeps my heart and mind in the right place.
Well, we didn't stage that question,
no,
but I love your answer, too.
Again,
we say that we are family, and we want to be there for you. And I know I had such a great time seeing you and your family because we've known Cody throughout the years, but able to spend a little bit more time with you guys at our parking lot picnics last year, too. So when I saw your name pop up, I'm like, I know who this is. So it was great to meet you guys, too. Your children are wonderful. And just want to encourage you to keep on going. And again, just kind of you being a representative of so many moms out there who have busy lives, Cassie. We just want to say a happy Mother's Day, and we see you. You're seen, you're loved, you're cared about, and we would just want to give you a little extra surprise today.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. You rock.
Well, thank you so much, Cassie. And again, we will have a $25 Festival Foods gift card for you here at the WWIB studios and also to Micon Cinemas Movie Passes.
Well, one thing that I am known for doing at my house is reading my Bible with an imagination. And that can be a blessing and a curse. But this morning, I think it was a blessing as I was reading the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
Yeah.
And I thought, what about his mother? As the mother of 4 children, I know that it is very natural for our children to need to separate themselves from us, to find their own way, to find their own faith. And I was meditating on what the prodigal son's mother was thinking. And I know she was second guessing herself. I know she was saying, why? I know she was hoping that his brother would reach out because we always want our kids to get along. And so that was the thought I had today, was just a mother's heart for when your child is doing that very necessary breaking away. It isn't always pretty, but we do blame ourselves. We have to look to the Lord and get that comfort from him, saying, Father, even though I may not know exactly where my son is, where my daughter is, you do. And I'm trusting on you, in you, to be their answer.
And just like in that story of the prodigal, when it says he came to his senses and came back to,
yes,
to be able to entrust our children to the father who loves them more than we ever could. And
right,
the father who everything is coram Deo, as the term is, everything's before his face.
That's
he sees
beautiful.
Them. He loves them. And it doesn't mean we ever, ever stop praying for our children. And sometimes when they're running, when they're living out a rebel's delusion, we're praying for them even more.
Right.
But we were talking about this off the air real briefly. I think sometimes maybe we wallow more than we should, than grace would allow us to, because
right,
the only perfect parent ever was God.
Right.
With Adam and Eve, and yet his children rebelled.
Us. You are. That's brilliant. And that is so true. I've never heard that before, but that is so true.
And so, can we entrust our children, even when we are so hurt by what they're doing and wish they would wake up? Can we entrust them to the one who loves them more than we ever could?
Yes.
Can we have an open hand toward God, even with those we love the most in this world, our spouses, our children? Mm-hmm. Can we have an open hand toward God and say, they are yours. They are yours. Do with them what you will.
Yes.
Bring yourself glory. And I was thinking of this beautiful song from Plum, as she had a daughter that was living out.
Right.
Some of that rebellion, and just a simple song saying, by the grace of God, child, you are loved.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. We had quite a week here. First of all, I got to just say, Susan and I gave some shout-outs to our moms this morning, what we're thankful for. It was at 6:45 before my mom starts listening to the show. So, Mom in suburban Milwaukee, love you. Thankful for your love, your encouragement, and your generosity. And happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Margie Spicer.
The best of the week right now on WWIB.
When I couldn't find anything, my mother would say, here, take my eyes and look for it. And amazingly, I would find it. And I found myself using that with my children.
Your mother does so much for you. Her special day is near. So when it comes to presents, I would like to make this clear. Please put a little effort in. Is that too much to ask? Here are some simple tips to make sure you're up for the task. Breakfast in bed? Good. Leaving a mess in the kitchen? Bad.
It is May the 4th, which means it is Star Wars Day. Susan Jacoby.
It is. In fact, on my way here, somebody with a great sense of humor is running those highway signs.
Okay.
Because somebody, you know, those
right.
like,
yeah,
right, and it said, Han Solo down, Leia your foot off the gas.
Hey there, Mr. George Lucas, just a few quick questions, sir. Have you spent that Disney money on delusions of grandeur? Why does Yoda sound like Grover? How come stormtroopers can't aim? Did Wedge Antilles get a complex from you giving him that name?
More to say of you?
Yeah. Does it even matter who shot first? Was the second Death Star a taxpayer-funded wreck? How did Leia choke out Jabba when he doesn't have a neck? And regardless of box office sales, no matter what you think, you owe us an apology for that monster Jar Jar Binks.
I see your point, sir.
Jar Jar Binks.
My mother always said, well, if everybody was jumping off the bridge, would you do it too? Little did she know, I was usually the first one jumping off the bridge.
You did an extended Sherry, and you were holding out who it was. Reminded me of Ed McMahon. I dropped an Ed McMahon, but as soon as I did that, I'm like, Halvo, that's a really old reference. And I thought
I
did some checking. Like, Jay Leno hosted The Tonight Show for a really long time, like 22 years, and until Fallon took over in 2014. So this is before Fallon. This is before Jay Leno took over in the early 90s. That's how old the reference is. But when I say Ed McMahon and dragging, this is what I meant.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
That's what I mean.
That's what he meant.
It was my inadvertent homage. A few fun little factoids for you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Things you didn't know yesterday but will in the next 60 seconds or so. Susan can start us off.
Okay. Yoda and Miss Piggy were both voiced by the same person.
Yes.
That's so good, Caleb.
Hey there, Mr. George Lucas. Just a few quick questions more. Are you glad Rogue One fixed plot holes you left in Episode 4? Why do bad guys build big bases that are easily destroyed? How can all those tools fit inside one little astro droid?
More to say of you?
Yeah. What's with Jedi abandoning the galaxy to become hermits? It's good to know this franchise is now in better hands. Couldn't Leia just have emailed someone all those Death Star plans? How did Rey learn Jedi mind tricks faster than you can blink? And don't think you'll get off easy. I still hate Jar Jar Binks.
You're a funny little boy.
Still hate Jar Jar Binks.
Your work here is finished, my friend.
How many babies did the woman in Molly give birth to?
Not two, not three, not four, not five,
Not six. Not seven.
How many? A Mali woman is celebrating the birth of 9 babies at once.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Only 2 other sets of non-uplets have been previously recorded, with the most recent in 1999.
Is she getting a reality show? Cows have best friends and get lonely if they're separated.
Hmm.
And if their friend is moving, then they really have trouble.
So one of the things my mom would always say is, shut the door. Were you born in a barn? And what I think is really funny is, as we grew in our faith, we would come back with a reply, well, Jesus was born in a barn, Mom, so there's really nothing wrong with that.
And now for the husbands. Don't get her a treadmill, because that will make her blue. And how about you just do those chores? Don't give an IOU. Skip the vacuum cleaner, self-help books, and wrinkle cream. And guaranteed, if you buy tools, you'll hear a piercing scream. Please don't make her scream.
I remember my mom always quoting my great-grandma and saying, take 2, they're small. And usually the small thing was like a brownie or a cookie, and I definitely took 2.
Chocolate.
There you go. The best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks to Halvo. Wow, that was a lot of stuff that we did.
I knew it was happening during the week. I'm like, you guys, this is making it challenging.
Well, you're very good at it. And it's so fun. Thank you so much for doing that.